Hey everybody, it's Danny. I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Heartway podcast, and I want to give a special thanks to those of you who are tuning in from really all over the world. We're so grateful that you are a part of our community and that you listen in on an ongoing basis. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, I want to ask you to share this with a friend. You never know the impact that one of these messages can have in another person's life. And if you yourself have been impacted and you'd like to continue to partner with us to keep this work going, check us out at heartwaychurch.com/give. Every dollar that you give goes a really long way towards helping us do what it is that we do. Well, we love you. Really hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here with you today. My name is Gabby. I will be guiding you into our centering prayer, focusing today on gratitude. During these trying times, feeling gratitude and being grateful are two different things. It is understandable right now with these uncertain times to not necessarily feel grateful for what is happening. But there is always a choice, and in that choice, you can be grateful. Grateful for this moment, grateful for God, grateful for the connection that we have with our Heartway family. So together we will begin by having a comfortable seated position. Gently allow the hands to come down to the knees, palms facing up or down, and then gently invite the eyes to close. Allow the chin to slightly come down, shoulders go back, and then together, let's take a deep inhale, inflating the belly. Allowing the breath to rise up the chest, shoulders go back, and then vocally exhale, release the air. Again, slowly take another deep inhale, filling up the belly, allowing the breath to rise up the chest, shoulders going back, and then exhale. Continue this breathing. And every time you inhale, begin to watch the breath. Watching the inhale go all the way up. And as you exhale, begin to release not only the tension in the shoulders, unclenching the jaw, but release any stress that you are holding on to. Let go of anything that happened before right now. Let go of any thoughts of after this moment and bring your awareness to the breath. Inhaling in and then exhaling out, allowing yourself to go deeper within, allowing yourself space to connect with God, to allow His love to enter now, to allow His peace, to allow gratitude to cultivate within you. Take a moment now to think of someone that you are grateful for. And as you have this beautiful image in your mind, allow the energy that is gratitude to enter your body. So now not only are you seeing what you're grateful for, but feel this gratitude. Taking a deep inhale, inhaling in, lips sealed, exhale through the nose. Think of a memory of a moment in time that you are grateful for, allowing this vision to enter now. Allow yourself to feel the gratitude, have a smile on the face, truly invite gratitude in now. And take a moment to appreciate this, to appreciate this gratitude that you are feeling. Together we inhale in through the nose, lips sealed, exhale out through the nose. Take a moment now to think of a moment in time, a trying time in your life, a hard time in your life, and allow this image to surface up. And as the emotions begin to come up, And as you begin to feel what you were feeling then, take a moment to let it just sink in. And as we watch this moment, relive these emotions, take a moment to acknowledge that you have now passed this moment, are in here in the now. Acknowledge a time where you thought you couldn't get through, but with God now you are here. Together we take a deep inhale in through the nose, allowing the breath to rise. We hold the breath, lips sealed, exhale. Take a moment to acknowledge now that even in the bad, there is always something good. Acknowledge now that God has given you the moment, the opportunity to become the awareness behind it all, to acknowledge things in your life that maybe you wish to change. Acknowledging now that our happiness should not be attached to the exterior world. We honor this moment in time. We honor the stillness that God has granted us, and for now, we must be grateful. Allowing gratitude to enter your body, to enter the soul, to truly consume all that you are. And as you take a moment, feeling grateful for yourself, for your health, for the life that you have, just take a moment now to sit with this gratitude, to be still with God, honoring this time that we have been blessed with. Life is never perfect, but the eyes with which we see life can be through a beautiful, loving, grateful lens. Choose now to see life through that lens. Fill yourself up with the courage that God is giving you to know that this too shall pass, and you will be stronger after it all. Take another deep inhale, filling up the belly, allowing the breath to rise up, shoulders back, holding the breath, and then vocally exhale, release. Sit with yourself one more moment, sitting with God, knowing that you are never alone, that you have this community, that you have God. Silently say to yourself, I am whole. I am grateful for all that I am and all that I have. I am peace. I am love. I am the awareness behind it all, and I am never alone. Take another deep inhale, filling up the belly, allowing the breath to rise up. Hold the breath, and now truly as you exhale, surrender to God. Release anything that is not serving to you. And allow peace, gratitude, and love to gently enter you now. My friends, whenever you are ready, slowly begin to blink open the eyes. So many blessings to all of you. Namaste. Amen, my friends. So much love to all of you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another week of Heartway at Home. I'm so grateful that we've still been able to connect as a community virtually during this season of life. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had our first ever online version of La Mesa, and that was so much fun. So thank you for those of you who participated. And then this past week, we did a centering prayer workshop, which I hope was helpful for all of those who tuned in. In the weeks to come, we're going to continue to offer different workshops that will hopefully be able to equip you with practices that you can be able to implement in your own life so that you can experience the presence of God deep within you. You know, at the center of Christianity, there is a message, a proclamation. Jesus called it the gospel, and the word gospel literally means good news. Our world is desperately in need of some good news right now. Well, for Jesus, the best news in the world is that regardless of our circumstances, the presence of God is with us. In life, in death, in good times, in bad times, God is with us. Jesus spoke about this in his own way by saying, "The kingdom of God is among us. The kingdom of God is within us." Meaning the presence of God fills all things, and that presence is the power of love. You see, everything in our universe was created out of love. And there's nothing in this world that could ever separate you from that love that is the essence of your existence. Why is that important to know? Because the only thing that can drive out the fear that is in so many of our minds is love. And not just any kind of love, but the love of God. When you direct all of your energy and attention and focus on loving God, the way you experience life begins to change. Because the only way you can love God who you cannot see is to love God through what you can see. We love God by loving ourselves. We love God by loving one another. We love God by loving all of creation. In fact, the more you learn how to fall in love with God, the more you actually start to fall in love with life. And not just some aspects of life, all of it. The ups and the downs and the heartaches and the hardships and the trials and the tribulations and the difficulties, all of them have a part to play in what God is doing in the depths of who we are. You see, to love God is to love life, because God always comes to us disguised in the form of our life. And when you begin to take this higher perspective of life, you no longer have to fear death. You no longer have to fear sickness. You no longer have to fear suffering. You no longer have to fear hardship, because you know that none of those things can ever take away your ability to choose love. In every situation that we find ourselves in, we have the power to choose love. And that's the good news. Only love is real. All fear is simply an illusion of the mind. And right now, that fear that so many of us are feeling is coming in the form of thoughts about what may possibly happen in the future one day. What if I get the virus? What if somebody I love gets sick? What if the economic situation never gets better? What if my own personal financial situation continues to plummet? Well, all of those questions are valid. And yet, at the same time, all of those scenarios are simply figments of our imagination. They are dreams of a future that for many of us has yet to arrive. So my question to you is, what if you get the virus? Will that stop the Spirit of God from living in you? What if your loved ones get sick? Will God leave them? Will God abandon them? What if our economic situation does not get better? Do we need luxury and success and material things to find peace? Or is there a way for us to access peace regardless of what the situation around us may be? In the book of Philippians, St. Paul has this wonderful passage of scripture. It reads like this. For I have learned in whatever situation I'm in to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and facing hunger, facing abundance and facing need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You know, there's a radicalness to Jesus's message that I feel like a lot of us have toned down in our day. But the reality is, when your mind is captured by the love of God, you don't live for yourself anymore. You live for a cause and for a purpose that is so much greater than just you. This is why Paul could say earlier in this letter, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Meaning, my purpose in life, the reason why I am breathing, is so that I can be a channel through which the divine love can flow into this world. And the only way that that can happen is if you spend every moment of every day finding your deepest satisfaction in God, who is the only one who can truly satisfy your soul. You know, when you start living like this, fear starts losing its power over your life. In fact, I know this may sound odd to some of you, but to others, you also may know this from experience. Isn't it true that sometimes in those moments when things are tough and life is difficult, that we can actually sense the love and peace of God in even stronger ways than we would have in other scenarios? This is why C.S. Lewis said, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, but shouts to us in our pain." And so, yes, even though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly, the scriptures say, we are constantly being renewed day by day. And this rejuvenation, this constant replenishment that the love of God brings into the soul, doesn't stop just because you get hooked up to a ventilator. In fact, it doesn't even stop just because you die. It's eternal. See, I can't tell you that things are going to get better. But what I can tell you is they don't need to get better in order for us to be at peace, because God is with us. When you begin to trust God in this way, when you can sink into God and relax into God, that's when you begin to find a sense of centeredness. And when you're centered as a human being, that means you're no longer tossed around by the winds and waves of your life, but instead you begin to develop an inner stability, an internal balance that keeps you anchored even when everything around you seems to be chaotic. See, the only way to maintain that sense of inner stability is by first and foremost releasing your expectations on life and allowing life to be what it is. And secondly, just as important, the way you keep that sense of inner stability is by releasing control over your life. You see, I don't want life to go my way. I want life to go the way that it goes, because to want anything else is to bring suffering on myself. So inner stability is about surrendering your will to the will of God. Another way of saying that is, inner stability comes from accepting reality. But not only am I encouraging you to accept reality, the next step is to love it. To love it. Because your life, as it is right now, contains all of the grace and all of the wisdom that God is seeking to impart to you. See, the only way to find stability on the inside is to be okay with instability on the outside. Because on one level, the level of the mind, when we look out at the world, when we look out at life and existence, everything seems to be crazy and chaotic. But from a deeper level of perception, when you look out at life through the eyes of the heart, you no longer see confusion, you see order in disorder. You no longer see chaos, you see harmony in disharmony. This now allows you to be at peace with whatever chaos you may find in life because you see the organizing principle underneath it all. You know that aside from the thoughts that you're thinking, everything is always working together in perfect synchronicity for your good, not just for you as an individual, but also for us collectively as a species. You know, in Psalm chapter 1, the psalmist says, "Those who delight in God day and night, those who meditate on God day and night, are like trees planted by streams of water. And regardless of whatever season they may be in, their leaves never wither, and the trees are always blossoming." The way to overcome anxiety, the way to overcome fear, the way to overcome the stress that we are feeling in this moment right now is to make God our greatest delight. You only have one job. Your job every day is to delight in God. Your job every day is to love God. Your primary task every moment of every day is to find your deepest satisfaction in Him. Because everything else in life flows from this. See, you and I, we can die at any moment. And that has been the truth way before this pandemic began, and it will continue to be the truth even after. But whatever it is that you are experiencing right now, as difficult as it may be, you have everything you need to find peace. Because God is your peace, which means peace is within you. It's already yours. In the Hebrew scriptures, there's a prophet by the name of Elisha. And there was a period of time in Israel's history when they were being attacked by a foreign enemy. And during that time, everybody was panicking. Everybody was freaking out. They didn't know what was going to happen next. They thought they were going to lose their lives. And as Elisha, the prophet, saw all of the commotion around him, he lifted up his eyes to the heavens and he said, "God, open their eyes that they may see." And immediately the scriptures say that the people began to see this vast multitude of chariots. They saw this angelic army surrounding the city and outnumbering their enemies. And in that moment, they found peace. Because in that moment, when they could see that which they could not see before, they knew that God was with them. And so they knew that they were okay. See, that's my prayer for us. My prayer is that God would open up our eyes to see. God, open up our eyes to see your love that is always surrounding us. Open up our eyes to see your presence that is always within us. Open up our eyes to see your light shining through this darkness. Really, what we're praying for when we pray this prayer is a miracle. My favorite definition of a miracle is a shift in perception. Miracles. Miraculous things begin to happen when we begin to change the way we perceive. Because the problem is never what you see, but how you choose to see. God, we thank you that you are with us and that we're never alone, that your presence carries us and sustains us every moment of our existence. Open up our eyes to begin to notice you and the way that you are at work right now in our lives. We put our trust in you. We release our fears and anxieties into your hands. And we trust that all things are always working together for the good. Our lives are in your hands. Thank you for covering us with grace. And for never leaving our side. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.